Tommy has been with us for a little more than a year. He's a phone screener. This is his first, as we would say, big boy job, adult job. Tommy's doing great. Right, Tommy?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I appreciate that vote of confidence.
That's right, boss.
That's right, boss. Just try to do my best every morning, come in.
Yeah.
You know.
Pretty reliable.
Thanks.
That's a big, I mean, wouldn't you guys say, Tommy's pretty reliable. That's a huge thing for your job. Like, if you're not reliable, it doesn't matter what other skills you would have. So that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
It's not to say it's not without growing pains.
Sure.
Do you remember that time that Tommy was trying to find a song at the end of the hour and he didn't believe that this, as a Phil song, was an inappropriate choice for a rock station?
Oh, yeah.
What was this again?
Wham. Freedom by Wham! Exclamation.
Tommy played this on a rock station, like, right after Ozzy, but before Disturbed.
Yes. And then Soundgarden.
And, oh, man, this rocks.
Even worse, when confronted, dug his heels in for a little while. Hung in there.
You kind of have to, though.
I didn't realize the full measure of breaking format.
Yeah. Now, we got a big laugh out of that. And did anyone from management ever mention that to you?
No, nope. Nobody said anything. I think I got most of the heat from you and myself, so everything kind of went off fine because no one's going to beat me up more than me.
Nobody pays attention.
Yeah, it's just 5 a.m.
Not that much.
You know.
Not at 4:56 a.m.
Exactly.
Well, we got a real test now.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
would you like to hear the last song that the maestro played before the show started?
That was only kind of
more
a test.
Anything.
Oh,
maestro
boy.
Tommy.
Okay.
You're about to hear
okay.
a song that makes Wham sound like, yeah, now that fits.
Okay.
You ready?
No.
Yeah.
This was the last song that played in its entirety before the show started this morning, 1 hour and 3 minutes and 39 seconds ago.
What the hell? Those are sleigh
You know,
bells.
I can't be positive, but yeah, I hear that, Steve. You know, it feels like it could have some sort of a holiday vibe of some sort.
I don't know.
Is this just a classic Memorial Day song?
Maybe it's just the sound of like...
Yeah.
So, Tommy, when all the horns kicked in all of their gracious tempos, how did you feel? Like, right now, imagine, take yourself back an hour and 4 minutes ago. How did that feel? Were you like, well, what do I do now? I guess just let this Christmas commercial go.
Yeah, I was like, I guess I could kill it, but I'm like, that's too much work. And then I was like, wow, the beginning sounds really weird. And then it kicked in the second part. I was like, oh my God, is this a Christmas song? And then I read and I was like, oh!
You didn't think it was a Christmas song from when you chose a song called Sleigh Ride by the A Strings?
I was only looking at band names and I was like, I had put in 17.
Have you heard of the A Strings
as far as
the rock format goes?
No, but I put in so many songs. I'm like, I'm getting crunched for time. I got other things to do. And then one finally fit. I was like, oh, thank goodness. And then I just kept moving along.
So there literally every part.
Best part, though. Ready? Yeah. So, you can't tell me that doesn't make you get a little giddy with joy.
The funny thing is, you had to like remove a song that didn't fit time-wise, so you probably dropped like Puddle of Mud or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's go back and check.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to be fair, I'd rather listen to this than Puddle of Mud.
I mean, me too.
So, you know.
What did he drop?
Puts me in a fun vibe.
Doesn't it kind of make you like, okay,
he
cool,
dropped
yeah.
Corn, Make Me Bad.
Why didn't you play that? Just fade it out a little bit early.
It was 37 seconds over.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, just...
It sounds like this was about 3.5 minutes under.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this was 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Like, it felt long.
Wow.
To be fair, I think that's a guitar of some sort.
Man, when I was doing that...
Listen to them shred.
I would never swap out songs. Whatever was playing, I mean, as long as it wasn't just playing the first 8 seconds of a song,
right?
I just fade it out. Fade it out a little bit early.
He's fading Iron Man at I am.
Whatever.
Boo! It's the Freakonomics Show.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
guess how many complaints I got.
Yeah.
Zero.
Probably about the same as we'll get for Tommy playing this garbage.
Garbage!
Guess how many special segments I got at 6 o'clock talking about me fading out songs early. Zero.
Right.
You're okay, lost, Steve.
Tommy was mad about the end because it didn't have the horse whinny.
Oh, you've got to have that done with a trumpet and a mute.
I did it in high school.
And then it just transitioned into our music.
It did. I have the audio right here.
Oh,
because
let's hear it how
oh,
it sounded.
No.
It's like 1 second of that because I pull the audio for the podcast. And normally, you know, if it's right on, if Tommy has it timed out perfectly, I don't hear anything from what played previously. But with this one, I was like, huh, I wonder what song that was because I heard.
Dun, dun.
Like, what is that? That must be
do
a
it,
new song.
Do
maybe.
It again.
Honestly, you should just make that your daily thing. Like, what is the goofiest thing that you can use in transition?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some weird choices in there.
I'm sure. I mean, we've got a lot of stations, a lot of catalog access
yeah.
here.
The Chinooka song by Adam Sandler is in there.
That's the Chinooka.
I don't know
we'll
how
call
to say
it, like,
it. How do you say it?
The Hanukkah song?
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Are
yeah.
you
die
serious?
Hard, yeah, the diehard
Robinson.
The diehard Christian in there. I don't know. It's Jewish.
I don't know. I just saw Adam Sandler. I'm like, what is he doing here?
That's always
yeah,
been
I,
the Hanukkah song, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, I listen to it. He goes, yeah, it's a Chinooka song.
Happy Chinooka.
Smokey no. Robinson.
Yeah. You're like a Motown legend.
Yeah.
I only have seen Click and Grown Ups with Adam Sandler, and I'm not going to lie.
We're not talking about your knowledge of Adam Sandler. We're talking about your knowledge of how to pronounce Hanukkah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I honestly just assumed it was a weird word he made up. I've never seen it written out.
And your music choices that have sleigh bells after Memorial Day.
It was a nice little leeway into
yeah. You'd be better off
the
wearing
pain.
White mm-hmm. pants on Saturday, man.
Yeah.
Happy Chinooka.
Says Tommy.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned for Tommy's 5 o'clock follies, where he gets to back time with yeah. the perfect song. Oh man, that was great.
How long till he plays a swear on the air? Like just,
I mean, it's hard.
He's
to
filling
say.
With Dennis Leary's "I'm an A-hole" song.
dun, dun. that's another toe tapper from the A strings, right here.
So the first, I walk through the door over here.
Did you hear?
No, I was running late. And the first thing that, first conversation I had with anyone other than my wife today was Laura from the sister station.
No honor among thieves.
And she said, Tommy played Sleigh Ride. And I went, what? Is that a, and I said, not, I said, is that some new song, like some rap song or something? And she said, no, the Christmas song. I go, well, I knew that was a Christmas song. I just didn't think that was possible. I gave my benefit of the doubt for you was, is that some new pop song that I don't know? Like,
that's nice.
Nope.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, are cool people calling their rides sleighs now?
Did Luda do Sleigh Ride?
I wish.
Happy Chinooka.
Is this like that WAP?
WAP.
WAMP.
Like,
WAMP.
By Cardib?
Cardib. Yeah. WAP by Cardib.
Mm. There's so many. Boy, I look forward to hearing the other selections you yes. make over time.
There yeah. are so many weird, there's so many songs in this. I was trying to talk to Laura. I'm like, there are some weird ones in there, but I never understand why. And she goes, well, all of them are in there from all of the stations. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because you can search by station, right?
You
like, can't
can.
You tell it
oh,
which...
can you?
Okay, you, mm-hmm. then you have to make
oh,
us make this pledge to us that you'll search every station except this station.
Oh, that's easy.
So you'll only get stuff that's out of format.
Text from 4:58 a.m. Christmas music. Interesting choice, Tommy. This should go well.
And it is. It's going very well.
Tommy replied, thanks for the heads up. My bad. You didn't know till they told you?
No, that was about the webcams. Don't throw me under the bus. Come on. Would Dancing Queen be okay by ABBA?
No.
It's always okay.
Does it have sleigh bells?
Yeah. Can you cue that one up just so we can see how it would sound? I'll have an intro ready.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's some real orchestration in that that'll pair nicely.
No, we're not playing Dancing Queen.
There you go.
There it is. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Better with a muted trumpet, but all I got.
Well done, Tommy.
Thanks, guys.